Francisco. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. And boy, is this show going to be loaded with it today. I'm so glad that we're going to be able to share time with a man who is presenting research that is going to make such milestones of change. And I really, really was excited when I got this book. It's called The Genie in Your Genes. It's Epigenetic Medicine and the New Biology of Intention. And my guest today is Dawson Church. Dawson, welcome to the show.
Donna, it's a great pleasure to be here. Thank you.
You have edited, also authored, a lot of books on health and psychology and spirituality. You've worked with people like Bernie Siegel, Carol Mice, Joan Borsenko, Houston Smith, Larry Dossey, and the list goes on and on. You have been written up in USA Today, CNN, the Los Angeles Times, the San Francisco Chronicle, and many, many other national media. You're a man that found he had a purpose, and you've established a Soul Medicine Institute, which is a nonprofit institution, and you're dedicated to education and research into science-based medical interventions which use consciousness and energy as primary modalities. And you have the first database at Energy Psychology Clinical Case Histories and the studies evaluating these new techniques for treating post-traumatic stress, depression, and pain. And you are very much committed. Your life's passion is the alleviation of human suffering.
Absolutely.
Whatever form it occurs in.
In whatever form it occurs. And it's just remarkable that 10, 20, 30 years ago, it was so, we had a limited toolkit in our medical and psychological repertoire through which we could affect people and affect their growth and affect their health. What has happened, though, as science has advanced in the last 10 or 20 years, is we've discovered that there are huge numbers of therapies based entirely in your awareness, your consciousness, that can have a decisive effect on your wellness.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it has been proven so many times how the subconscious will often sabotage people because the subconscious is just what it is. It is sub, it is underneath conscious awareness, and many times things have been programmed in and people just don't know how, they're just not aware of what's operating.
Yeah, there's a wonderful, wonderful concept from one school of therapy called neurolinguistic programming, and it's called congruence. And the idea of congruence is that I might say, I want to be healthy, wealthy, wise, have a fabulous relationship, and all these great things. But while my consciousness might be full of those kinds of messages, my subconscious might in fact be saying, I'm sick, I'm limited, I don't deserve this, I'm not worthy of this, and all kinds of other things. And not only are those messages there in my subconscious mind, but they're in my energy field, they're in my body, they're literally engraved in my muscles, and so we're not congruent, and until we become congruent and every single part of us is saying those things, then the parts of us not saying them are likely to sabotage the parts of us that want all those good things.
I have heard said by many people, I do not agree with it, yet I understand where they're coming from. No matter what your experiences are, no matter what your environment has been, you will never be able to erase those tapes. You'll never be able to erase the ingrained programs. And I believe they can be erased. I don't think that you have to be unaware of them. They'll serve you well. But I think the posturing that it takes in the subconscious can be altered so it doesn't sabotage you anymore. What is your opinion on that?
Well, I would, if you'd asked me that question, say, 10 years ago, Donna, I would have said it's pretty much impossible for those things to change. I've talked to many therapists, I've talked to many doctors, neuroscientists, biologists, physiologists, and the consensus has always been that tracks are laid down, especially by early childhood emotional trauma and early experiences, and that they're extremely hard to shift. And an example of this, in one of my studies, I'm working with Iraq veterans, and they have post-traumatic stress syndrome, or PTSD,
right,
because they've had horrible things happen to them in Iraq. Well, then they've witnessed horrible things in Iraq. But as we have studied these Iraq veterans, what we found actually, and what we also find, by the way, is all the biochemistry of stress exists when you measure their internal functioning. So they're producing very high levels, especially of biochemicals, hormones like cortisol, which are what is intimately involved with the stress response, with the fight-or-flight syndrome. And so they're having large amounts of cortisol. But when we examine them closely, it turns out that they got that familiarity with what it feels like in their bodies to have high cortisol very early in life. So they actually came from homes often that looked like war zones. Then they went into combat, and then maybe they decided for a second tour of duty. Then they got discharged from the army, came back home, but then maybe they've been in a barroom fight and an auto accident and domestic violence, all kinds of problems they have. So they tend to recreate this internal biochemistry. So 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I would have said that pretty much, you know, you're stuck. You have these tracks laid down, and they're almost impossible to change. And by meditation, by psychotherapy, by spiritual growth, by transcendence, you can possibly modify them a bit. But you've got that basic programming so entrenched to that point in your physiology, in your body, in your subconscious, that it's hard to shift. But that was then, and now is now. We're discovering some amazing new therapies that it's great when I see them shifting these veterans and their responses to psychological tests and questionnaires. But what we're seeing is that their underlying physiology, the biology of their bodies, is actually changing, and that if genuine transformation occurs, that literally that cortisol level that was so high gets down-regulated, and they have a much more... In fact, if they get far enough along in their process, they can get to the point where they have an even better cortisol level, better cortisol response than the average person. So nowadays we are finding their therapies, and amazingly simple ones, just energy-based, consciousness-based therapies that can actually shift those underlying biological mechanisms.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that, and that's one of the reasons why your book excited me so much. Now, you have a quote right at the very beginning of your book that I just loved. It was by Albert Einstein, and this was what he said: "Many times a day I realize how much my own outer and inner life is built upon the labors of my fellow men, both living and dead, and how earnestly I must exert myself in order to give in return as much as I have received."
Yes.
I was just talking about that the other day with someone, how we have evolved so rapidly. I was reviewing material today where someone said, "I am able to do what I am relative to space exploration because of those that have gone before me, because
yes.
of all of these centuries." And it's sometimes very difficult for most people to wrap their minds around that. We are in a world that is so fast-paced, and things are popping to the surface so quickly because of our improved levels of technology, the many minds that are working simultaneously on things, people like yourself that are stepping outside of the box of established beliefs, saying, "Wait a minute, I'm seeing something here. We cannot ignore this." It's a very exciting time, I think. When I got your book and I saw the word epigenetic healing as the title of the first chapter, I said, "Oh, this is fabulous," because I had just watched, 2 days before I'd gotten your book for review, a program on epigenetic healing.
Yes, NOVA has that program. I have a link to it on my website, yeah.
It is amazing. So we'll give you a website so people can know where to go to see the movie, because it is just absolutely awesome. This is something that is so phenomenal, and it has been spoken of by kahunas of old, it has been spoken of by many shamans of centuries past. But now it is being brought into what I guess we would call the scientific religion of the now, and saying, wait a minute, folks, we've got some brand new revelation here. This is something that we actually can demonstrate. Talk
yes.
to us about epigenetic healing. What is it? How did you find out about it?
I became fascinated by this possibility when I began to... I have a friend, his name is Bruce Lipton, and his book is called The Biology of Belief. And he really has... That book has sold over 100,000 copies, and Bruce has done a phenomenal job of popularizing the whole notion that... of course, biologists understand this very well, that genes are engaged in collaboration with signals from the environment. But the popular media, even the New York Times, I'm just astonished even in the last few months to see the New York Times publishing stories that say, you know, scientists discovered gene for dyslexia or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this popular myth that if you have a gene, that gene is doing something. And, of course, most of our genes, a few of them, like the ones that determine our height and our skin color and so on, they express early in our development in the womb, and they determine those characteristics, and that's it. But that is only a small percentage of our genes. By far, the majority of our genes are being shaped by influences from outside of ourselves. And Bruce helped popularize this, so I've become intrigued by this whole idea that our genes are being turned on and turned off. Many of them are being turned on or turned off in collaboration with signals in the environment, and especially ways in which we can consciously shift which of those genes are being turned on and off. And it turns out that there are this whole cascade of genes and resulting biochemistry that responds with dramatic speed, as in 1 or 2 or 3 seconds, to every strong feeling, every vivid thought, every strong mental image, every big experience we have is actually shifting our pattern of gene expression. And if we take responsibility, or if we find a therapy, or if we in some way become a conscious collaborator in this process, to where we're saying, hey, I want to feel this way, so I will do this therapy, or I'll do this method, or this meditation, or this consciousness shift, or this attitude shift, or whatever, then suddenly we become collaborators with our own biology, and huge new realms of healing open up for us.
You talk about how our bodies manufacture about 100,000 proteins. That was mind-boggling to me. 100,000 proteins, which are the building blocks of cells, and all of those 100,000 building blocks must be assembled with precise coordination in order to support life.
Yes. And a defect in one gene can result in one protein being not being produced enough or being misread or something, and can have an effect on us. So we have this incredibly complex dance of life in which these 100,000 proteins are being manufactured, being built by our bodies, being broken down by our bodies. My favorite example is... I mentioned cortisol and Iraq veterans earlier, but cortisol is produced by anybody under stress. Whenever we have a stressful thought, stressful feeling, stressful experience, our body produces cortisol. But the biological building blocks out of which it makes cortisol are exactly the same biological building blocks required to make the most important cell repair hormone. So either our body is busily producing the cell repair hormone called DHEA, or we're sucking those resources away from DHEA production to make cortisol if we're under stress. So the moment you have a stressful thought, the genes that code for cortisol pop on, and we start using those same biological precursors to make lots of cortisol in response to the stressful thought. But if we can de-stress ourselves through attitude shifts, through meditation, through prayer, through any of these ways of shifting our consciousness into a more calm and peaceful and loving state, then we very quickly disassemble those big complex cortisol molecules and we start making DHEA, which of course has a beneficial effect on our bodies. It's our main cell repair, cell growth hormone. So this is a practical example of how one of those proteins is directly affected by the content of our consciousness.
You also make a point, speaking to the cortisol statement that you've made, that it wears down the brain, leading to cell atrophy and memory loss. It also raises blood pressure and blood sugar, hardening arteries, and leading to heart disease. And I can think right off the bat of five people just in what I call my family-friend environment that I go, good Lord, look at this. This is exactly the way they are, because these are people that would be workaholics. They are very, very critical. They are people that are perfectionists in their own way, and their attitude is either it's my way or the highway. And all of them that I'm thinking of, when I read that paragraph, I said, goodness gracious, look at what this is. This is a signature by a particular component that our own body is manufacturing. And each of the individuals I'm thinking of, there was no heart disease in the family, you know, in the family history. There was nothing there. And so here they're having these experiences, and I will share with you, there is an exercise specialist that I talked to just in this past week who was talking about how certain types of body movements remove stress, and when they do, it affects the cortisol. And I said, this cannot be just coincidence. Goodness gracious, I'm getting ready to interview you. We're going to be talking about this. She brings it up in her research that she's done for 30 years, and she talks about this chemical being manufactured and how it enabled people relative to the weight loss situation when they were able to deal with these high levels of stress, that they found that even their weight shifted. They lost it. They were, the body wasn't holding on to the weight for insulation protection.
Yes, and it's because cortisol is very useful to us in the short term to meet the challenges of an immediate stressor. So, for example, if you're driving down the highway and you have a near miss with another car, that cortisol response is very valuable in helping you stay alert and helping you get out of trouble. The problem is when we trigger it over and over and over and over and over again and do it repeatedly. You mentioned people who are just, you know, hard to be around because they're so stressful to be with. And when you're triggering the cortisol response repeatedly, that's where the problem occurs. And other mammals, dogs and cats, dolphins and whales, all kinds of other creatures, when they have a cortisol response, they have a cortisol response, it gets them out of trouble, but then if you've watched your cat after it runs away from the dog, it goes and lies down and licks itself and may twitch, it may shake itself out, it may do various things. What you can do and what your cat can't do is if you keep on thinking about and re-experiencing that traumatic event, that's when your body gets the signal, make cortisol, make cortisol, make cortisol, make cortisol. So long after the danger is past, we can still be using our imaginations, our brains, our emotions to tell our bodies to make all of these stress biochemicals, even though there's absolutely no biological need for them. That's why things like meditation are so important, and like the people you described who are hard to be around. If you hang around them and they're making you crazy, or if they're driving your cortisol level up by their behavior, that's not healthy too. So who you associate with, the church you go to, how you pray, how you relate to spirituality and God, what your beliefs are, what your attitudes are, all of these things are just moment by moment affecting that cortisol level. And the people who tend to have a good ability to process stress, studies are now showing, live somewhere between 7 and 13 years longer than those that don't, because they aren't triggering that stress response over and over and over again, which leads to all the things you mentioned, heart disease, osteoporosis, fat, all those other things which are unhealthy for you.
You have a statement about Ralph Snyderman, who is an eminent physician and researcher at Duke University. He said, most of our nation's investment in health is wasted on an irrational, uncoordinated and inefficient system that spends more than two-thirds of each dollar treating largely irreversible chronic diseases. Total health spending in the U.S. is over $2 trillion a year. The amount spent on all alternative therapies is estimated at just two-tenths of 1% of that figure. And epigenetics, which is a recently developed term, can give us tools to understand why our health can be affected by so many different healing modalities. So epigenetics, this is phenomenal. The ghost gene is the name of the program that people can connect with on your website. Tell us what they found out about mapping the protein pathways.
Well, what happens, again, stress chemicals like cortisol and DHEA are proteins, and either you're shunting your production of these proteins into the production of DHEA or into cortisol. So your body, we have about 100,000 proteins in our bodies, and our cells are constantly breaking them down and reconstituting them. One of the other big surprises of research in the last 10 years has been the speed at which our bodies do things. We used to think, for example, that the brain was largely formed by the teenage years and remained relatively unchanged through the rest of life. What we now know is that large protein molecules in our brains are being made, are being assembled, and disassembled every few seconds by our bodies. So our brains are on the boil. We have this incredibly rapidly changing body. And so that's why it's the things we think, the things we feel, the things we do, the environments we expose ourselves to have a profound effect on which proteins are being built. And again, it may not matter much if you have a stress response in the moment or during one stressful event. It's when you keep on recreating that in your mind or your thoughts, your feelings, that's when you build those proteins over and over and over again, and they can have a bad effect on your body. So we're in effect doing this sort of gene engineering on ourselves and protein synthesis. We're deciding which of these proteins our body synthesizes, the stress ones or the health-building ones, by the quality of our experiences and our thoughts. We're in fact creating our internal biology by what we have in our heads.
It's fascinating, absolutely fascinating. You have a chapter called The Malleable Genome. And you, right off at the very beginning of your chapter, you talk about a therapist who was having her home remodeled, and she got to talking with one of the construction workers that had a very strange skin condition. Do you recall that story, and can you share it with us?
Yeah, she asked him how long he'd had it, and he said he'd had it for a certain period of time. I think it was about 8 months or something. And she asked if he'd had any big emotional experience that was tied to the skin condition, and he said that his girlfriend had left him, and he was upset about that, and the skin condition appeared shortly after that. So she did a little bit of this therapy called emotional freedom techniques, or EFT, on him to help him release the emotional trauma of the grief from the last relationship, and the skin condition had disappeared almost overnight. And these kinds of incidents of rapid healing used to be seen as miracles or really odd occurrences. But in this field of energy psychology, which I'm in, which I'm researching, we see them routinely. One example is I'm doing a study now of people with frozen shoulders. And someone comes to the clinic and they have a frozen shoulder or they have a limited range of motion and maybe they can't lift their arm high enough to drive or brush their hair or various other things. And they might have had that frozen shoulder for 10 years or 12 years or 20 years even. So they're very used to having this stiff shoulder. And what we do is we do nothing whatsoever to fix their shoulder. All we focus on is what underlying emotional issue might there be that's contributing to that frozen shoulder. So where do you, what happened? Where do you feel this? So we focus on treating that. And again, we treat it not by a long course of psychotherapy, but just working on the body's energy system. So we work on their energy system in a maybe a half hour, an hour long treatment. And what we're finding is very, very often their frozen shoulder will simply go away immediately. We're literally measuring them with a special device called a goniometer that measures exactly how much range of motion they have. And I was looking at some figures this morning, and they're getting, 10, 20, 30 degrees more movement immediately in their frozen shoulder, and that effect is holding over time. We do follow-up with them. So we're seeing that there are these possibilities of very, very rapid healing based on shifting the underlying emotional stuff that is keeping disease in place.
There is a statement that you have in your book I really like. Research places primary responsibility for health and healing back in the hands of the individual. It makes us aware that it's not doctors, hospitals, acupuncturists, homeopaths, chiropractors, energy workers, or other health professionals who are responsible for our well-being. Health begins with us. Our emotional and mental environment, which we create as individuals, is one of the primary influences turning genes on and off in ourselves. And I couldn't agree with you more. And that is something that in many, many, many cultures of the past, there is this wisdom that has been passed along for generations, and yet we have gone through, especially in the Western world, this gee whiz, physicians were made into an ideological type of a positioning. And finally, it is coming to the point where, due to various circumstances, we should focus on wellness. And there is wonderful opportunity with this. But holy Joseph, to try to get a lot of people to understand this and to look at their personal responsibility, it's really tough. But it's changing, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been accustomed to running to doctors for every complaint. And I just love modern medicine and the technological breakthroughs we've seen happen in the last while. But if we rely on that exclusively, we really miss the boat in some ways, because what we do and what we think, what we say in our own internal environment can be as influential as what the doctor can do for us. And the whole of modern pharmacological medicine is based upon the study of molecules and how they affect other molecules. And like, you know, does a molecule help you build a protein or not? Well, that's a really valuable thing to have in our toolkit in healing. But when you do something like shift your attitude, you aren't just affecting a molecule or one of those 100,000 proteins in your body. You're affecting maybe 2,000 or 3,000 different proteins, different kinds of molecules, all at once. So the power of energy medicine and energy psychology is that it produces systemic changes in the body. So what we see, for example, when we take somebody with a big cortisol response, is that if we can quickly shift them, then their breathing may change, their heartbeat might regularize and become more regular. Their feeling of tension or anxiety or distress might drop dramatically. And in conjunction with that, as these feelings change in their bodies, then often their symptoms will shift as well. So while I love all the advantages that modern medicine brings us, if we neglect the responsibility we have over our own health and our own thoughts and feelings, those things can often be far more effective than even the best surgical or drug techniques we have available.
My guest, Dawson Church, we are talking about his fabulous publication, The Genie in Your Genes. This is all about epigenetic medicine and the new biology of intention. There are so many points of information. There's just not time. We could talk all day about this. I mean, there's just so much knowledge here. It gives you as an individual the empowerment to understand four basic steps, aerobic exercise, just 20 minutes a day, a basic solid diet of protein and complex carbohydrates, supplements, and being aware that you can use certain techniques that can reduce stress. These are four principles that can enable you to enjoy very good health. And if you want to know more, get the book, The Genie in Your Genes. This is not woo-woo stuff. This is for real, ladies and gentlemen. And it's cutting-edge science that supports wellness in the way we want it supported. Church, what is your website so people can find out more about you, about your organization, which is doing a great job, and the research?
The best place to go is the website Genie, that's G-E-N-I-E, GenieBestSeller.com, because from there you can link to the nonprofit. There also are links there, for example, to local treatment providers, local therapists who know some of these techniques. There are links to the websites of all these techniques, the homepages of all of them. So there are tons of resources that branch out that one website, and that's JeannieBestseller.com.
Dawson, it has been a delight having you as a guest. I wish you well, and continue the good work, because it is very much needed.
Donna, it's been a joy, and thank you so much for your good work.
My pleasure, and we'll talk again sometime in the future. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Go to Dawson's website, JeannieBestseller.com, and you have the link to The Ghost Gene, the movie I've been telling you about that's on television. Go for it. This is Donna. We're taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and telephone lines are open at this time if you'd like to call in and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here are the numbers, 877-876-5227 in the U.S., 877-876-5227. Canadians, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. Boy, every day it gets closer and closer. We are going to be celebrating the 6th Annual Conscious Life Expo Conference and Film Festival, February the 8th through the 11th at the LAX Hilton at 5711 West Century Boulevard in Los Angeles. And if you want information, if you are going to be attending, want to get your tickets early, here's the telephone number to call, 800-367-5777. Also, you can go to their website, find out just about everything you want to know there, ConsciousLifeExpo.com, ConsciousLifeExpo.com. We are having all kinds of speakers, Daniel Brinkley, we're going to have George Norrie, we're going to have Richard Hoagland. I mean, there's just all kinds of people, including yours truly. I will be presenting a program on Saturday. They're also going to have a spiritual comedy night. They're going to have a conscious business symposium. And there are yoga classes. Talk about handling stress. If ever you've been to any of these expos, you know you will walk till you drop. So why not go to some of their classes on yoga, and you can stress out that stress, release it, and go in for more. Shop till you drop, and also attend all kinds of wonderful, wonderful programs. Now, as I said, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be doing a live broadcast on Friday, February the 8th. We'll be talking with people that will be participating in this wonderful activity. And I'm going to be in booth 517 for those of you that are going to be attending this marvelous event in the Los Angeles area, booth 517. Please come by and say hello. So don't forget, call 800-367-5717. 77 and go to ConsciousLifeExpo.com. All the details are there, and I'll be looking forward to meeting some of you. Let's go to our first caller of the day. Hi, welcome to the show. First name or initial, where are you calling from?
Hi.
Hi. First name or initial, sir?
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are. Can you hear me?
Fuck.
Hello? Okay. Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Something happened with the telephone connection, so that's okay. Phone line again if you want to call in is 877-876-5227. Also in Canada, 888-815-9756 and 530-876-3222. I want to thank those of you who are sending me these wonderful stories and points of information. It's really fascinating stuff. I received this from someone in Thailand, I think it's Lon, and I found this really quite amazing. I hope you'll enjoy it as much as I have. In Asia, mushrooms are favored for their earthy flavor and, of course, their therapeutic properties. Now, the ancient Chinese legend is filled with stories of mortals that stumbled upon thousand-year-old mushrooms and attained immortality. Well, there was a particular individual, and his name is Dr. Mao. He was in Kunming, China, K-U-N-M-I-N-G, Kunming, China, I mispronounced it, and he was in an underground stalactite cave, and he discovered a reishi mushroom, listen to this, that measured 4 feet in diameter and was carbon dated to be 800 years old. I've never heard of a mushroom living that long. Now, apparently, there are over 100,000 varieties of mushrooms that are in existence today, about 700 of which are edible. And there are some excellent anti-aging mushroom varieties that include maitake, reishi, shiitake, and tree ear. Now, mushrooms have been discovered to contain a wealth of nutrients, even though they're a fungi. Also, dependent on the type of mushroom, they may contain amino acids, antioxidants, coumarin, polysaccharides, sterols, as well as many other vitamins and minerals that can boost your immunity, lower bad cholesterol, balance blood sugar, and protect your body from cancer and viruses. So, check your local health food stores. Don't just try to go out and pick up whatever you see. Here in the Pacific Northwest, we have a plethora of mushrooms. It is unbelievable, the varieties. You can walk down a section in my neighborhood, and you will find up to 10 different varieties of mushrooms, all kinds of colors. If you're not a mushroom specialist, you just don't want to take it home and saute it in butter. You just don't want to do that. You want to be sure that you know where you're getting them from and you know about them. Now, Dr. Mao's immune boost borscht with porcini mushrooms is something that apparently has been around for a long time. So this is a recipe from one of his patients. His patient's mother, who passed away at the age of 100, she came from Poland and traditionally celebrated Christmas dinner with a clear broth borscht soup. Now, Dr. Mao modified the recipe slightly by including the whole mushroom instead of just the broth because porcini mushrooms are such a wonderful healing food, both tasty and very, very good, he says, for your immune system. Also, beets, the colorful vegetable that Russian centenarians have in common, contain powerful antioxidants and nutrients that help to protect against heart disease, birth defects, and cancer, especially colon cancer. And don't forget about the greens that are attached to the roots. Beet greens are delicious and also rich in vitamins and minerals. And boy, if you want to really get the power impact, juice those beets with those greens. Let me tell you, they are phenomenal. Now, this is the recipe that Dr. Mao sent. It's two medium-sized bunches of beets with leaves. Of course, you want to wash them thoroughly. Two medium-sized bunches of beets with leaves. You take two medium onions, three medium carrots, three stalks of celery. That's two medium onions, three medium carrots, three stalks of celery, 2 to 3 garlic cloves. You want 8 ounces of dried porcini mushrooms. You want 1 15-ounce can tomato sauce, 1 15-ounce can of tomato sauce, 1 tablespoon of powdered chicken bouillon, and then salt and pepper, which you will add to taste. Now, this is what you do. You peel your beets and push them through a juicer along with the leaves, the onions, the carrots, the celery, and the garlic. And you put the pulp aside. You take the pulp from the juicer, transfer it to a skillet, and fill with enough water to cover. Simmer 20 minutes. Strain the liquid into a bowl and discard the pulp. Combine with reserved juice and set aside. Then you take your mushrooms in a skillet filled with enough water to cover, bring to a boil over medium heat, and cook them until tender, about 30 minutes. And using a slotted spoon, transfer your mushrooms to a cutting board, let them cool, finely chop them, and return them to the skillet. Then you add your liquid beet mixture, tomato sauce, and bouillon to your skillet. Bring to a boil. Simmer for about 15 minutes, stirring it every once in a while. Salt and pepper to taste. This is a very, very healthful, flavorful broth. And Dr. Mao said, may you live long, live strong, and live happy. Good nutrition for wellness. And it is just absolutely fabulous for, you know, winter months when you want to be sure to keep your immune system really boosted. So there you've got that from Dr. Mel. And apparently, and I just was made aware of this, that he has some other wonderful things. He's got Secrets of Self-Healing. That's the name of his book. But this is a recipe that he got from one of his patients. So I want to thank Lon for sending that along to me. Donna Sebo here. And as I said, I'm going to be going to Los Angeles next week. I'll be down there broadcasting live from the location. The event is starting on February the 8th. The month of February, well, it is going to be an intense one because we're also going to be doing an appearance here in the local Seattle area, and I'm going to be attending and participating on a daily basis with the Psychic Spectrum Expo, February 22nd through 24th. And I'm going to be speaking each day there. I'm going to be in booth 117, and that is going to be held at the DoubleTree Hilton Seattle Airport Convention Center. So for those of you in Washington and others, I'm going to be having my newsletter sent out tomorrow. So all of the details and information regarding this, location, et cetera, website connections, all of this will be in my newsletter that we're going to be going out tomorrow on the 1st of February. So if you would like to receive that newsletter, all you have to do is send me an email to donna@delphiinternational.com, and then we will be more than happy to add you to the list so that you get the newsletter regularly, or you can just go into my website. My webmaster usually has it up within 24 to 48 hours after it is finished, and it's posted with all of the details for the calendar and upcoming activities, so you don't have to miss out on a thing. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227 is the telephone number if you'd like to call in and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Also, 888-815-9756, and that's Canadian, 888-815-9756, and 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. Now, I want to let you know who's going to be with me tomorrow. We're going to be talking with Jackie Wood. We're going to be talking about soulmate or cellmate. Provocative title, don't you think? Well, if you're having some issues with your love life, we're going to be able to address a few of those. Jackie is just a delightful gal. And then, starting up the next week, we've got a dynamic lineup. We've got Swahili Chic, the Feng Shui of Africa, with B.B. Jordan. And then we're going to be talking about 65 Roses. This is a heart-moving story, true story, about Heather Carew and her family and dealing with a particular disease. And then also we're going to be talking with Deborah Potter next week, Letting Buster Lead. This is a wonderful story about a pet. And then Dr. Petty, Healing, Meaning, and Purpose. We're going to be talking about some very special issues in subject matter. Dr. Petty is world-renowned for what he has done and his work as a biochemist. And it's just wonderful to be able to have people like this on the show. And, of course, I'm going to be on site in Los Angeles at the Conscious Life Expo, and we're going to be talking directly with the people there. So we've got an exciting week coming up, and I hope you'll tell your friends. And always remember that you can go into the archives and listen to this program within just 24 hours after it has been done. It's posted for your listening pleasure. You and your friends can go in whenever you want to and listen to it at your leisure. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be taking a break. Don't go away. We've got more good things to share. We'll be right back.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and if you want to let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, give me a call at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, our direct line is 530-876-3222. I wanted to bring up a subject that I didn't even know was an issue. And I found out about it in 1991. And the reason I found out about it is that I was attending a funeral in 1991 back in the state of Virginia. And I was talking to a medical person, and we got to talking about prescription drugs and various things, and they said, well, in the state of Virginia, it was against the law, and this was back in the early 90s, of course, it was against the law to dump any prescriptions, any pharmacological products down the toilet. And I thought, gee, that's very interesting. I had never heard of that. Well, I came across some information, and this is through David Horowitz, and I thought, I've got to share it with you because this is something we don't think about. When I was talking with a person from Europe who had been in Germany, they said the Germans were astonished to find how polluted their waters were, drinking water, were polluted with narcotics. And they said it was something they never would have thought of. But there was so much drug use, people were dumping stuff into the toilet. And there wasn't a process in the filtering system, and I don't remember when this study was done, but there was no way for this to be filtered out of the water. Now, David Horowitz, he had an article. He said the pharmaceutical disposal industry was started in the early 1990s and has been limited to manufacturers and pharmacies, but now services are being extended to consumers. The traditional method of flushing unwanted medications down the toilet has come into disfavor, for a very good reason, I may add, in an effort to stem the rise of toxic substances in the water and soil. The alternative, incineration, which has a minimal effect on the environment when done properly, is being considered. But you're still releasing chemicals into the environment. Now, federal approval could take a long time, but there are pilot disposal programs that are popping up around the country. Now, apparently, Costco pharmacies are offering the free environmentally responsible disposal of unwanted or expired medications for any of their members within the framework of pharmacy law and regulations. So you can check with your Costco pharmacist if you are a member. But I'd also check with your local pharmacist and ask what the rules and regulations might be in your community. There may not be any, but it is something that's really important A couple of nights ago, there was a program on about people that are meth users. And lots of times when they do raids, people are flushing stuff down the toilet. Well, all of this is going into the water systems. I do not know how the filtration systems are being handled. Perhaps one of you listening to the show can give some insight on this, because I haven't a clue. But these are things that at a point in time we were never really concerned with. But now, because of the amount of pharmacological products that are being used and the fact that we are becoming more cognizant, that we have to be aware of what's going into our environment. How are we going to dispose of it? Just to dump something into the water isn't so smart, because we end up ingesting that water. It goes into our ground. It affects the aquifers. It's just, you know, it expands again and again and again. So having to pay conscious attention to this is very important. So be aware. Talk to your pharmacist. How do you dispose of medications, aspirin, other things? Where can you take old bottles of prescription medication that maybe you've had around too long, or if you had a Sudafed or something else? What do you do with it? How do you dispose of it? Is there a place to take it? And I think as time goes on, there will be those places you just take it in and drop it off. You know, I've known people who have had family members that have passed away, and maybe that individual was on 14 different medications. Well, it used to be, like I said earlier, they just toss it down the toilet, flush it away, and that was it. Not anymore. That's not going to be acceptable. So anyway, I wanted to share that with you today. Donna Siebel here. Give me a buzz if you would like to chat. Telephone number is 877-8765-227, 877-8765-227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756 or 530-876-3222. And I'll just need your first name or your initial, and then after that, I'll be happy to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. It takes a lot of people to create often what we consider a miracle. And I have a wonderful story in front of me. And it takes place in Fargo, North Dakota. There was a wonderful couple, Karen and Steve McCain. They had a little boy. Put him down for a nap one day, and he didn't wake up. Now, paramedics were called. The baby was just 3 months old. His name is Michael. They got his heart beating again. However, they said this child was gone, even though they were showing a heartbeat. Well, they asked about an organ donation. And at the Stanford Hospital in California, phone rang, and they did have a heart. However, Fargo was 1,400 miles away from that hospital. It took a lot of people to make a miracle happen. The plane was boarded with the heart for this baby. Engine wouldn't start. Pilot couldn't get the plane off the ground. Someone said, let's call the governor. They called the governor, and by golly, they got a fighter jet. The cooler with the baby's heart was strapped onto an F-4. 7 hours passed. The surgeon got the heart. The transplant was success. Now, this happened 20 years ago. Now, the former governor, Governor Sinner, found out, because he was the governor that made the decision to use the F-4 jet to fly the heart to where this baby was. The boy's name is Andrew, and he was in college. Andrew wanted to meet all the people that were responsible for enabling him to live. And there was a huge reunion, his mom and dad, the entire transplant team that had worked on him 20 years before, the governor, and the Air National Guard officers that were involved in that flight. And Andrew said, there's no better example of a hero than the people here today. And he thanked them at this magnificent reunion, said, you gave me life. And they responded by saying we were just trying to do the right thing. And Andrew is here, a very positive contributor to life, because a number of heroes created a miracle. This is Donna Sebo. I know we're out of time. I want to thank you for being with me today. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your love life. And I said that. You caught me, didn't you? You're the master of your fate, the captain of your soul. You'll find out about your love life tomorrow. This is Donna Sebo. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day. This land.